Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a great scene in Cecil B. DeMille's movie, The Ten Commandments, in which Ramses is trying to throw his stepbrother Moses under the bus in front of Pharaoh. He wants to show Pharaoh that Moses is a traitor and that he is garnering the allegiance of the Hebrew slaves in order to lead a rebellion against Pharaoh. The only problem is that Moses built Pharaoh a city. No matter what insult or accusation Ramses could level against Moses, Moses always had to come back, "Yes, but I built Pharaoh a city." Ramses, "You raided the temple granaries." Moses, "Yes, but I built Pharaoh a city." Ramses, "You gave the grain to the slaves." "Yes, but I built Pharaoh a city." "You gave them one day and seven to rest." "Yes, but I built Pharaoh a city." No matter what Ramses said, Moses had the trump card in his hand because he built Pharaoh a city. One of my favorite things to do in college in the evening with my friends was to play a card game called euchre. Most people in the South don't know it. It's a very Midwestern game. But it's played with four people, two against two. And it uses only the 9, 10, jack, queen, king, and ace of all four suits. In each round that you play, one of the four suits is the trump suit, which makes the cards in that suit the highest cards in that round of play. So, if hearts is the trump suit in this round, and I have the 9 of hearts, my 9 of hearts beats your ace of diamonds, and your king of spades, and your queen of clubs. Although the 9 is lower than an ace or a king or a queen, because it is the trump suit, the 9 of heart in this case always wins. You see, the trump suit always wins. I thought of this idea of a trump suit in a game, set, match, or a drop the mic argument as I read our text for this night, tonight's message. St. Paul wrote these words in 1 Thessalonians 5. He said, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And it's that last statement that we want to examine this evening. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, at first glance, that seems to be a bit extreme and a bit out of touch with reality. Give thanks in all circumstances. Come on. Who does that? Why would anyone do that? I just lost my job. Lost my health insurance because of all this COVID mess. Give thanks in all circumstances. My sister just died after a year-long battle with cancer. Give thanks in all circumstances. My child was just discriminated against because of our race. Give thanks in all circumstances. And on it goes. Our lives are a daily litany of trials and challenges and issues that we want no part of and for which we are not grateful. Nor are we pleased in the least bit that those things are part of our lives. So why in the world would we want to give thanks for all circumstances? Well, we wouldn't. But Paul doesn't say that we should be thankful for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. Paul is not exhorting us to be thankful for the death of our loved one, or be thankful that we lost our job, or that our child was just racially slurred and mistreated. Paul is saying that in the midst of all of those terrible things, and in the midst of any and every other thing, we are still to give thanks. Which is great and sounds a lot better than giving thanks for those bad things, but still begs the question, why? Why should we be thankful in all circumstances? And here's Paul's answer. Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You see, since we are in Christ Jesus, since we have been claimed to be God's children and forgiven of our sins through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, since Christ first came into our lives through the water and the word of holy baptism and created faith in our hearts, since Christ has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us in eternity and will one day come back to get us and all believers and bring us to that place that he has prepared, that place of peace and joy and harmony forever, we always have a reason, a big reason, the biggest reason to be thankful. Being in Christ Jesus means being forgiven and redeemed and marked for eternity with God, which completely trumps every other bad thing in our life which would make us not want to be thankful. You may have just lost a loved one, but you are still in Christ Jesus. You may have just lost your job, but you are still in Christ Jesus. Your child may have been abused, but you are still in Christ Jesus. Being in Christ Jesus trumps any loss, any sorrow, any tragedy that we face in our lives. That's why Paul stated in Philippians 3 that he considered every worldly profit and benefit and blessing in his life as rubbish compared to knowing Christ and being found in him. He knew that being in Christ trumped everything else in his life. And it always gave him the reason to give thanks in all circumstances. Or as Martin Luther wrote in his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, and take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. And so we gather together this evening to give God thanks in spite of our losses, in spite of our setbacks, in spite of our trials. Because this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. And this is God's reality for us in Christ Jesus. No matter what happens to us in this world or in this life, illness, hardship, death, loss, whatever, in Christ, we are still forgiven, we are still redeemed, and we are still saved. And thus we still win. Game, set, match. To God be the glory in all circumstances. Amen.